All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We got two things for you, but first we're going to start out with Homicide, Tears of the Dead. This is just in reading order. It has something to do with Lady Death and all that, and there's not a whole hell of a lot of it. So I think this might be the only issue made for Homicide, but apparently he has something to do with all this. And then, of course, we've got another character, which, again, isn't Lady Death, but it's somebody that was requested, so I hope you like it. I sound a little better. I don't have the cold sinus thing going on, so we'll just give it a shot and see what happens. Homicide, Tears of the Dead. Chaos Comics, of course. Oklahoma, the Free States. The Aztecs saw it as a sacrament that brought them closer to their gods. The Fijians used it as the ultimate symbol of dominance, as did the Iroquois. Only they threw torture into the stew. But it was the Hua in New Guinea who knew what was what about flesh. They believed in an essence called Nu, the life. Right? It was the source of everything that made a person who he was. Contained within the skin and bodily fluids, Nu was transferred best through consumption of the flesh. You sure about that, Dad? You could never have enough grease, son. Men were viewed as infertile, lacking Nu, lacking life. Dad? Wait a minute, I think I've got this thing lit. You just hook up this coil to the Watson and... There's some guy walking up the driveway, looking down on men like these. Oh, shit! Hey, what'd I tell you about that kind of language? Tuff clack! I knew they were right. Timmy! Oh my god, oh my god! Tuff clack! People like these had nothing of any worth. No wisdom. No power to pass on. Not even to the dead. Are you guys done with that mower yet? You could say that. Don't worry. Don't worry, be happy. Oh, I know that song. Okay. Damn garage door opener. Dad's fix-em-ups never last. Dad, Timmy, hey, anyone want to give me a hand here? Been a long time, Rose. Whoa, ha-ha, who's there? Tread lightly in this pool of dark, my sweet, for here there be thorns, each prick bearing its own tender fruits. Rick? You never wrote, not even once. Oh my god, I can't believe it's you. Believe it. It's been so long. Mission Control, we have weed. Repeat, we have weed. Let me hit off of some of that, Rosie. 4 years to the day, Rose. God damn it, Rosie, you get back in here right now, and you stay away from my daughter. You're just trying to keep me away, Pops. You're nothing. No job, no brains, no future. Just another dropout, one step from the gutter. And if you think you're going to sponge off my... Save the speech for our grandkids, old man. Never! You'll never have my daughter! Dad moved us out two days later. There was nothing I could do. I spent a lot of time on the road looking for you. It wasn't my fault. They kept me locked up when I wasn't at school. And Timmy was always spying on me. I don't know how many letters Mom tore up. I was completely lost without you, Rose. It sounds stupid, but I just couldn't sit in Jersey knowing you were somewhere, knowing you were out there, somewhere just out of reach. I drifted through towns like a ghost. The pills and booze kept me moving, but it was thinking of you that kept me breathing. The hole you left in my gut couldn't be filled by anyone else or anything else. I was going down deeper into the pit, with no way out and no way back until I hit a brick wall of rebirth. Until I met Ernie. Oh my god! Standing beneath the black finger, engulfing the world, the dragons came down. Sounds of joy. Sounds of fear clawing through my scalp. And I knew, I understood it all so clearly, standing beneath a dead sun, the nails sinking faster, deeper into my feet. But a vision filled my eyes, and I felt your touch from inside, filling me with your scent, your eyes. It all fell away as pain washed down my back. As the fools fell from my sight, and the dragons knelt at my feet bearing rose petals. So, what do you think? I love it. Really? Promise you'll never leave me. Promise me you'll always love me like this. That's easy. I'll always love you, baby. more than you'll ever know. Good Lord! What's all the ruckus, Daniel? Gah! Something like that. Yeah, yuck! Damn it, Rose, you're gonna get a lot of people killed. This is Romeo to the Sons of Silence. Things are rolling downhill. Take out the cleaners and police. Repeat, silence the cleaners. Help me! Help! Somebody help me, please! Can anybody help me? Anybody? They won't help you, Rose. They don't care about you. They're dead. No! I'm telling you, it's still not too late to invest. My time in Napalm shares are going through the friggin' roof. Hold on, guys. I fucked that one up. I'm telling you, it's still not too late to invest. My Lime and Napalm shares are going through the friggin' roof. 21 points in one day. Uh-oh, Skinny. Get Stone's crew on the line. There a problem, Ben? We've got a walker sighted raising hell in Quad 6, Olive Grove Avenue. Why do we always get the paperwork nights? I don't want to hear any crap. Just get Stone's crew up and rolling. Why do you always have to be such a hard-on, Benny? Cops was canceled 6 months. Ba-boom! Gah! Ba-boom! Sons of Silence to Romeo. Cleaners fired. Proceed to acquisition of hard target. Over. Team 2 to Romeo. The pigs are baking. Roger that. All teams fall back to evac positions. Estimate 2 hours to dead time. Over. Crack-a-coom! They had nothing for you, Rose. Junk food dreams and Corinthian leather lies. They were just as empty breathing as they are now. You know they never gave me a shot. They didn't care if I made you smile and laugh. Their sight was skin deep. The thing is, Rick, you've no plans if... you've no plans. You fill your head full of that heavy metal garbage. Let's face it, you're scum. I don't want you around my daughter anymore. Is that straight enough for you? He's never going to be able to keep you in the lifestyle you're accustomed to. He's nothing but white trash. Mom, he's on the phone. I don't care what he hears. He's beneath you, honey. What is with you and the creep from Fulbright? What creep? That doper guy with the loud car. You're not going out with him, are you? What does that mean? You don't know anything about him. Come on, Rose. Everybody at school knows what his dad's in jail for. Their whole family is screwed up. What about my dad? Hi, Rick. Maybe you're right. They never saw what I saw. Chuff, chuff, chuff! Chuff, chuff! Chuff, chuff, chuff! Rose, don't! Die, damn you! Why won't you just die? Chuff, chuff, chuff! Die, 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 die! That hurt. Not the way you're thinking, I mean. My feelings. Or did you think I didn't have feelings anymore? No, you can't. I know I look like a monster, but I'm still the man you loved. I'm him and so much more. Get back! Get back! Get away from me! Why won't you die? I can't die. I'm beyond that now. Well, I'm not. I can die. You take one step closer, I'll do it. Don't! Not in the head! Yeah, that's where I'm gonna put it. Excuse me, that's where I'm gonna put the next one if you don't go. Don't do this, Rose. I'm part of so much more now with Ernie. There are no rich, no poor, just family. I came here to make you part of... excuse me, to make you part of the only family who's ever taken me. I love you that much. You're insane. I want you to look at me. I want you to look into my eyes, into my love. These eyes that can see more than you've imagined, yet nothing more beautiful than you are to me. Look into my eyes. No, I would never do anything to hurt you. Nothing. Oh my God, you're a monster! No! Chuff! Split! Oh baby, no! It's gonna be alright, don't you worry. Rose! I'm gonna make it all better. Make you one of us. I can't let you go. I'll still make you a part of our family. The only way I can. Finish. Homicide, Tears of the Dead. Okay, now the story for this is the insidious ghoul named Homicide began life as Rick Young, brother to Dr. Mary Young, the neurological researcher who inadvertently created Evil Ernie. As Evil Ernie was resurrected in Washington, D.C., Rick was among his first victims. When Rick reanimated, he was reinvigorated. He felt for the first time as if he was truly alive. He did his best to give the gift of death to his family, but they escaped him. Homicide next surfaces Evil Ernie's right-hand ghoul with strong ties to several powerful undead covert operations units. Homicide believed that Evil Ernie lost his focus, that he was sidetracked by his mission of Megadeth. Homicide betrayed Evil Ernie, abandoned him. Our story picks up shortly thereafter. Okay, guys, there we go. So, that's all we got for this one. And next I'm having Chastity, and we've got three parts of Chastity, so stay tuned for that. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner.